tell a story about a man from Galilee. Oh, he healed the lame, caused the blind to see. This man, he was betrayed, crucified for you and me. To make us free. Oh yes he did.
Oh yes he did.
Oh, listen y'all. But in 3 days he rose with all power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 days he rose with all power. 3 days he rose with all power.
Yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
God, my Savior, God. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you right now for being able to come back to this, your prayer house. Lord, we thank you right now for being able to pitch in and help each other, Lord. That's what church is all about. That's what Jesus is all about. That's what you're all about. And Lord, those of us that couldn't put our backs to the plow today, Lord, we ask that you look down and lift them up, Lord, so that they too will soon be back. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Just a little while, as long as my voice holds out. Book of James, first chapter. Book of James, not a very well-known, I should say, a very widely preached book, right after the book of Hebrews, I do believe, if I'm correct. Let me just make sure. Yes, it is. Book of James, starting at the first chapter. A little something I read the other day that I'm going to share with you just a little while. James, first chapter, 13 through 17. And this is what it says. It says, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, amen, and enticed. Then when lust has conceived it, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We use for a subject today just a little while. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Say that again. Good God Almighty. There's always some kind of new adjective, amen, to describe God's undeniable power. Some new word to describe his goodness. His power is wondrous. And to witness and to watch it firsthand makes us add our own exclamation of amazement. You know, my God, glory to God. And then we have good God Almighty. We have too many other ecclesiastical exhortations, big fancy words, amen? Sometimes you just need to say, good God Almighty. Yes. Amen. Give God the glory. He's good. Because you know he's the only one can get you up. You know, he's the only one can put you back on your feet. We know that the doctors, they get a little credit, but God gets all the praise. Amen. Sometimes it's good just to be able to say, God is good. Good God Almighty. You know, you see in the early parts of the book of James, Jesus' own brother, who had become mired in the Mosaic tradition mixed with Gentile faith, wants the church to know that all good things come from God. Jesus, yeah. His brother, finally got it. Amen. You know how it is with your people. Sometimes your own folks don't believe you. Yeah. Amen. That's what the way it was with James. But he finally got it. It took him till after Jesus died for him to finally get it. Amen. Amen. The book of Genesis backs this up as far as God's goodness. In Genesis, the word says everything God made was good. Amen. The light was good. The land was good. The trees, the grass, everything was good. You can't separate good from God except with one O. Amen. You know, good God Almighty is what you ought to say today. The only thing that wasn't good in the book of Genesis was for man to be by himself. Genesis 2 and 18 said, ain't good for man to be alone. Amen. Because we're already knuckleheaded enough. Amen. With women. But think how crazy we would have been without them. Amen. Not good for man to be alone. Our author James, who was the brother of Jesus, was not a follower, like I said before, of Jesus, till he died. But after the death of Jesus, James became an apostle in the vein of Paul. Huh? He had wasted too much time trying to figure out his own brother. Sometimes we try to figure out our own, you know, he must have an angle. talking about he want to preach, talking about they want to sing in the choir, talking about they want to be an usher. It must be some kind of angle. Sometimes people don't have an angle. They just have an urging from the Lord, amen? And by the time you figure out what they really want, the show is over. Your time is up. You haven't done what you can do. But James tried to figure out his own brother. Jesus came back through Nazareth one time after he started ministering and did not do any wondrous things there because his own folk didn't believe him. Amen?
Amen.
But while he's waiting to figure God out and figure Jesus out, the world was getting the credit. Amen? The world was getting too much undue credit. And bad things were being charged to God. You know how it is when a 737 falls out of the sky? Everybody always holler about that. Well, it must have been God's will. Amen. But the Bible says good things come from God, not bad things. You can't make me believe that a plane dropping out of the air is from God. Amen. Jesus said in John 10:10, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Amen. The good shepherd. Listen, the good shepherd protects the sheep. He doesn't leave the sheep to slaughter. But let's get back to James 1:13 says, 1:13 says this, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. God does not tempt us. He may test us, but he does not tempt us. But we do tempt him. Amen. Lord, if you get me out of this time, can I get a witness? Lord, if you just let me make it this one time, if you just get me home tonight, if you just make sure nobody don't see me, we try to tempt God all the time. Verse 14 says this, listen to this, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. As we attempt to tempt God, we usually tempt ourselves. All we're doing is making our own road more bumpy. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Lord, I won't stay too long. Huh? I'll just drink one. Amen? I'll go, but I won't do anything wrong. While we're trying to tempt God, all we're doing is enticing ourselves. And every word we say, everything we convince ourselves to do, we're just leading ourselves down a longer, dustier, darker road. But that's not of God, because good things come from God. And the things that make you say, good God Almighty, is not tragedy. It's not hurricanes, not typhoons, it's not tornadoes. They don't make you say, good God Almighty. But God's power will make you say, good God Almighty. His amazing grace will make you say, good God Almighty. When you knew you should have been dead, sleeping in your old grave, it'll make you say, good God. 15 and 16 says this, then when lust has conceived it, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Listen, sin begets sin. Huh? That's why we need to be born again. We waste too much time worrying about what makes us good instead of worrying about what makes us saved. Amen? We try to measure goodness against each other. Child, I've been in this church a long time. You know, I've been president of this. I've been directors of this. I've been preaching here, this, that, and other. We worry about trying to measure goodness. We ought to worry about being saved. Isn't that right? Because none of us are good enough by ourselves to be saved. So we all come short of the glory of God. So don't worry about how good you are versus somebody that sits across the aisle. Just get saved, and it'll make you say, good God Almighty. Verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Mm-hmm. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Yeah. Look, good comes from God to us. It doesn't go the other way. It doesn't go from us to God. Good comes from God to us. So if you ever believe you're doing God a favor by coming to church, by giving your money, if you ever think you're doing God, then you need to think again. Because the goodness comes from him to us, not from you to him. because he doesn't need anything we have. He doesn't need any of our money. He doesn't need our time. All he wants is our praise. But we sure enough need him. Isn't that all right? We sure enough need his grace. Sure enough need his mercy. Good God Almighty. There's no other good but from God. Isn't that right? No matter how much good you've had from anybody else, there's no other good like the good you get from God. Can I get a witness? The Bible says that man should not be alone. And so he gave me Karen. But no matter how good Karen is to me, and she's showing up good, no matter how good she is to me, and man, she's not as good as God is. Isn't that all right? He gave me children and grandchildren, and they show enough love, Pawpaw. They crawl all over me and give me hugs and kisses. But no matter how good my children and my grandchildren are to me, they're not as good as God. And I show enough love my children and my grandchildren. And now we got Mount Calvary. I know y'all love Pastor Humphrey, and I appreciate you. But no matter how good you are to Pastor Humphrey, and I love you, and I appreciate you, you're not as good to me as God is to me. Make me want to say, good God Almighty. And now when it comes to me, I love me some meat. Isn't that all right? I love Ronnie. But no matter how good I am to myself, he's even better to me than I've been to my own self. Make me want to say, good God Almighty. Is he good? Good God Almighty. Did you have the flu last week? Good God Almighty. You up out of the muck and miry clay. Good God Almighty. He's good, so good, so good. He's good. Been better to me than I've been to myself. Make me want to run on and tell somebody else. So good, so good. He's so good that when he took his three-day vacation, he could have stayed resting in the grave. But he's so good that he got up after taking a weekend off to come back from Mount Calvary, to come back from Pastor Humphrey, to come back for the world. Is he good today? Did he wake you up early this morning? Is he good today? Brought you to Mount Calvary. So good. So good, so good, so good, so good. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. He's able. He's able to do all the things we can't do. He's able to do what the doctors can't do. He's able to do what the lawyers can't do. The judge can't do what Jesus can't do. Good God Almighty.
Yes, yes.
When you're worried about all these fancy ecclesiastical, theological words, things you can't pronounce, just say, good God Almighty. Lord, I know you're good. Just say, good God Almighty. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way.